It is Dr. Avery Harris reporting on September 12th, 2022. I always feel like a celebrity when I say that. It is Avery Harris coming to you this September 12th, live from New York City. I'm currently in the elevator heading down to Ophelia's unit. There was a weird power thing last night. M-0L531 got angry at one of the caretakers, making the electricity turn off. While almost everything is back online, the cameras were shot. Every single one of them. Such a powerful burst made them crack, or I don't know, maybe it just fried the internal stuff. I'm not sure. I don't understand the tech side of our operation too well, but I know that we aren't being watched as closely as we normally are. It makes me feel like there's this weight being lifted from my shoulders, if I'm honest. It's hard to get any research done with the boss breathing down your neck, you know? And with a creature like Ophelia. Well, I understand why they are like this. She's unlike anything else in this facility. But within the month and a half she's been entrusted to my care, there's been significant improvements to her behavior and mood. She even allows me to do blood tests on her. Beforehand, anyone with a needle was most likely killed, but now she just kind of whines and looks at me while I do it. Like she's looking into my eyes and telling me, "Look at me, I'm being strong. Aren't you proud of me?" I've been able to give her samples to some of the researchers, and they've been studying them, so I am excited to see what they yield. It always takes so long to get to her unit. So annoying. Today, I am going to see if I can communicate with her or vice versa. Whenever I talk to her, she tilts her head like she's trying to understand what I'm saying. But then she makes a growl or some other noise. I feel like she understands what I'm saying, but her vocal cords don't allow her to communicate like humans do. That isn't to say she's unintelligent. It seems her species communicates in a way that's nonverbal. My best guess is they communicate through body language and maybe even writing. She always seems so interested whenever she sees me writing things, and then she looks at it and gets really frustrated. It's kind of really cute. It's like she understands the basic concepts of speaking and writing, but she just can't do it because that's not how her kind communicates. It's odd, but so interesting. She has intrigued me to my very core, and I hate to admit it, I've grown quite attached to her. I guess that's just kind of what happens when you spend almost 12 hours a day with someone for over a month straight. I hear you, girl. I hear you. She saw me, got up, and started acting all excited. It's honestly really cute. I'll be with you in a second, pretty girl. I just need to start up the lab, then I'll join you. Oh, I know. It's so hard. I'll be there in a second. We're gonna try communicating again today. I wanna know what you're saying, what you're thinking, what you're feeling. And I am going to find a way to communicate with you. I don't know how to go about it just yet, but I'm gonna figure it out. We're gonna talk. Luckily, when there was that freak out last night, all the computers were saved. Some sort of surge protection on them means I can access my notes. Right. That's all good. Today on the agenda is to attempt communication, take a blood sample, and see if she will allow me to touch her first. Interesting. I haven't tried that yet. I told my superior that I think it's best if I allow her to establish physical contact first. All I've done is pet her. I haven't actually, like, laid on her or anything. I don't want to make her uncomfortable or feel like I'm forcing myself onto her. Scientists have done that ever since she came here, and she's been at DLTCP longer than I have. When I tried to get an answer for how long she's been in captivity, I was simply ignored. Whoa, hey. I missed you too, pretty girl. Someone is awfully excited to see me. Were you spooked when the power went off last night? Oh, poor thing. I'm sure you were. Down so many subterranean layers, all alone. It must have been terrifying. I doubt any of the researchers even thought to check in on you. They all assumed because of how large and imposing you are that you would be fine, but I know my big scary beast is actually just a sweetheart, isn't she? Oh, look at you being so good. What is it? You're pulling me in a certain direction. Oh, now you're getting behind me and you're pushing me. You want me to go that way? Okay. I guess I'll just walk in this direction. I don't actually know how far back her containment unit goes. First time she's done anything like this. Like, I think this is direction of whatever she was building. I don't know, maybe she's inviting me into her home? That would be a huge development in our trust. It's always been out of sight to me because she never invited me in deeper. I never wanted to push that because we have a very tenuous relationship as is. She basically has her own personal cave down here. This entire level was built just for her, and it's kind of massive and. Oh. Oh, wow. This. I'm speechless. This is amazing. She's built a structure for herself to sleep in, and it feels like something we would make. Obviously, the architecture is a little bit different, but she's clearly been working on this for a long time. I'm stunned. It's astonishing that she was able to create this in her little unit. Is this where you sleep, Ophelia? She's pushing me towards it. I think she wants me to go in and see it. If I turn around now, I think she's only going to get more angry. I'm going to enter the house and see what is inside. This is the first time a researcher is being invited into Ophelia's home. She's insistent that I enter it, though. I'm nervous. I'm really nervous. I'm not gonna lie. But she keeps pushing me towards it. I can feel her breath against my neck, and she just keeps pushing me and inching me towards it. I have to do it. I have to enter. Wow. This is pretty complicated. She's made rooms for herself. Over there is the spot for her to relax, and there's a spot for her to eat. She seems really, like, really proud of the area she sleeps in. It's a cute little nest, and she keeps pushing me towards it. I think she wants me to sit in it. Happy Ophelia? Oh, now she's cuddling me. What's making you like this, silly girl? You're so much more affectionate today than normally. Did the power outage scare you that badly? Poor thing. All alone in the dark with no one for comfort. It must have really spooked you, huh? Such a sweet thing. You didn't deserve that. You don't deserve this in general. What are you doing? Please, I'm going to insist you stop ripping my pants. I know you probably just want the material for your nest, something that smells like me and is soft, but not my pants. Anything but my pants. I can bring you an old t-shirt tomorrow, okay? Because that would be a lot better than my pants right now. Oh, I don't like how that feels. Why are you spreading my legs, Ophelia, huh? What are you planning? Fuck. You can't even understand me to understand why I'm upset with you for doing this. You don't know what I'm saying. So how can you know that ripping off my panties like this is inappropriate? She probably just wants the pants and panties for her nest, wanting my smell around her for comfort because she's afraid of what happened last night happening again. Poor thing. It's sweet. Yeah. Yeah, it's sweet. It has to be, because this nuzzling and touching is innocent and it's nothing more. She's just, I don't know, curious as to my anatomy, like we are to hers. Really, it's only... Fuck. Really, it's only fair I let her explore it. She's been locked for God knows how long by people that look like me, and I'm the first one she trusts. Of course she's curious about how my body functions. It's only natural. I'll just let her get her fill, and then that will be that, and we can just leave this in the dust. We can forget all about this. It'll be fine, right? Ophelia? Ophelia? Pretty girl. Hey, look at me. Look at me. What's that I feel right there at the entrance of my pussy? Ophelia? Ophelia, what are you doing? Oh, fuck, she's entering me. Fuck, I can feel it. Her shaft, it's got barbs on it. Fuck. Ophelia. Ophelia, if you care about me, you'll take it out right now, okay? I know that you can't understand me, that you can't communicate that well, but you got a problem. You gotta take it out. Come on, you can do it. Come on, don't you want to make me happy? Don't you want to be good for me? Don't you want to make me proud? Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, what's happening to me? What are you doing? Oh, Ophelia. I've never felt anything like this before. It's smooth, but the barbs are so, so sharp, and they're grazing my walls. Oh, fuck. She's just running into me like some kind of mindless animal. Oh, fuck. Oh, she doesn't even care about my own pleasure. She's just using me as her own personal toy. Oh, fuck. Why is it starting to feel good? I should not be feeling as good as it is. Ophelia, please. Please stop. Please. If you want me to keep being your caretaker, you're gonna stop this right now. Because if you don't, we could be caught. I know the cameras are... I know the cameras aren't working right now to their full extent, but this is all being recorded, I think. I don't think I remembered to turn off my recorder, and anybody's gonna be able to see this, and they can take you from me. You don't want that, do you? Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, it feels good, though. Oh, your cock feels so good stretching me, oh. Oh, yeah, that's it. Such a good girl. No, I shouldn't be saying that. I shouldn't be encouraging this. I should be begging you and pleading you to stop this. Oh, fuck. Oh, all this touching lately. It wasn't innocent, was it? You've been thinking of me as your mate, haven't you, Ophelia? Yeah. You started thinking of me as your maid, and how much you've wanted me, and now I'm guessing you're breeding me. Oh, fuck, I hope it doesn't take. I mean, I don't think it's gonna take. We're a completely different species. How would it even develop inside me, you know? Oh, fuck. I feel so good to have my cunt stretched around you. That's it. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Come on, give it to me deeper. Come on, Ophelia, I can take it. Come on. Oh yeah, that's it right there. Oh fuck, deeper. Give it to me deeper, give it to me rougher. I'm not gentle, I'm not delicate. I'm not gonna break. Come on, fuck me like you mean it. I know you wanna breathe me, baby girl, so come on and do it. Show me how your kind fucks. I don't even know if you can understand me. Oh fuck, she's just hammering away at my hole, not giving a shit about anything else. I have to reach between my own legs to start playing with my own clit. I mean, if I'm gonna be fucked and bred, I might as well enjoy it, right? Having my hole so obscenely stretched around her barbed shaft. Oh, fuck. She's just looking me in the eyes and not even saying anything. Oh, fuck. I don't know if it's worse that she's not saying anything, that she's just using me. My warm hole constricting her cock as she just pounds away, hips thrusting wildly against my own. I can feel it. I can feel her balls hitting me with every thrust. Fuck. Oh, yeah, that's it right there. Yes. It feels so good. Oh, yeah, right there. That's it, baby girl. Come on. Come on, fucking ruin this hole. Breathe me. I know you want to. You've started thinking of me as your mate for some reason. So then, this shouldn't be difficult, should it? Come on. Oh, I want to feel it. I want to know what it's like to have you come inside me. Oh, fuck, right there. Oh, yes. Yes, that's it. I wonder if your cum is anything like a human's, or if it's something different. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. You're giving it to me so well, just like that, baby. Come on, keep going. Oh, you've been so good, you deserve this. Oh, they haven't treated you right in here, but that's okay, that's gonna change from now on. From now on, you have me. I'm gonna take care of you, give you everything you need, make you happy, make you sweet, make you mine. Gonna take care of you, Ophelia, even though you're fucking me, even though you're breeding me, I'm still gonna do it, because none of that matters, because I just want you to be happy. Oh, fuck. It makes sense. I don't think there's been one documented breeding season for you, one documented sex attempt. Oh, fuck. Of course, I would be the unlucky one for it to happen to. Oh, fuck. I guess that's what happens when you like me, huh? Right there, right there, right there, yes. Yes. Oh, fuck. Circling my clit, rubbing it between two fingers while you just keep fucking away without a care in the world. Oh, I hate how good it feels. You're so good at this. Oh, that's it, baby girl. Just like that. Oh, you're so good. Keep this up and I'm gonna be coming in no time. Oh, does that make you happy? Do you get excited knowing that I'm gonna come wrapped around your cock? Oh, your barbs tickling my insides. Oh, that's sick. Come on. Fucking give it to me. Break me in half. It's not gonna hurt me, not in the slightest. Oh, fuck. Yes. Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. So fast. So good. Wait there. Yeah. Keep going. Come on. Yeah. Fuck, so close. I can feel it now. I'm already so fucking close. Oh, fuck. Oh, Ophelia, I'm gonna come. Fuck, it's bad. What the fuck did I just get myself into? Shit. Shit, this thing is still on. Fuck. Oh. God fucking.